League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Amanda. Shane is not here today, but we have two very special guests, Angela and Damien.
I'm like Diet Shane Zero silver medal version.
Yeah.
I can try.
Like Sprite Remix.
Yeah, Sprite Remix. I can
and
try
Angela's
my best.
Angela's just Angela. She's just siblings. Remember when you were Shane?
Oh.
God.
That was the greatest moment of my life.
Y'all had a Freaky Friday thing. I always forget about
that. The greatest moment of your life
was just the waiting room and everyone being like, I can't wait to hear about their marriage. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm so excited to have you guys. Shane is not here today because I booted him out because...
Girl boss.
I'm going on maternity leave and you two are going to be some guest hosts while I'm gone.
So exciting.
I'm so excited. Shane will still be here. He'll be back.
So this is a practice run for the opposite thing that's going to happen.
Yeah, we just kicked him out.
That's right. Really awesome.
It was kind of like, Dad, get out of here. The kids are at play and I'm a kid.
Exactly. And we can kind of be like, hey... How do we get Dad, like, happy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm, like, asking what are the tips?
Because he has this, like, darkness behind the smile.
Sometimes there's, like, that stare he has.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to go over that. We're going to kind of go over, like, how to maneuver Shane. Because how to make him happy it's hard. How to make him laugh?
Yeah.
Hard.
I don't know a single person that's actually able to get fully along with him. It's crazy.
I know.
Fully along.
Yeah.
No, but this is going to be so fun. I can't wait.
Me neither. But we have to because we're not doing it till way later.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you excited to go on maternity leave?
I am excited. I'm a little like, whoa, not work for a certain amount of time?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's a lot of work, but different work.
A lot of work, but different work.
Yeah. It's a thing now that your husband can also take it, right?
He can take it later.
Oh.
Yeah, we can't take it together. He can take it later.
Interesting.
Yeah, the world is weird with dads or partners.
And I feel like in other countries, everyone can take it for as long as they want.
In England,
I feel like it's a very normal thing for anybody.
You can take it for like 9 months.
Yeah. Which tracks. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't plan on having any kids, but it doesn't bother me that like funds are going to help people who need time with their kids. I'm like, great. That's what we should be paying for.
Baby,
you know?
Bonding time. But like,
baby
could
bonding
you imagine?
Time?
You're like gone for a year.
It's also so American to be like, you guys split it up. So he's going to have his maternity leave and pass the baton on, and then you have
exactly.
It.
You're
like,
a relay
work.
Race.
They're like, can the baby work? How's their joints? Have they come in yet? Yeah, they can work.
It's really kind of insane.
Are you going to be watching every episode?
Yep.
Are you going to give us notes?
Yep.
Because you'll be home.
Nervous.
Like,
you know I'm going to be watching episodes.
Are you going to be like nursing at like 5 a.m. and I'm going to get a text that's like, thumbnail was bad.
Thumbnail was bad, but I love that bit that you guys kept going on about farts.
Yeah. I thought 30 minutes was a bit excessive, but like 25
Yeah, they should have cut the fart bit for that long. But honestly, you guys did well.
Can you believe they did? It was an hour before that.
I'm totally going to watch.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And maybe something else. I don't know.
What do you
maybe
what
like
does
another
that mean?
Show?
Oh.
Oh yeah, no, you should watch other things besides Smosh. Yeah, you should
definitely... I might watch other things besides Smosh. I don't know.
I literally thought you were like, I'm gonna watch Smosh Mouth and something else. I'm like, what other verb do you do to Smosh Mouth?
No, Garde like wants me to watch Breaking Bad for the first time and I've never seen it. And I was like, I don't know if that's the right vibe.
I feel like you need like for my friends that have had babies before, I feel like you need TV, because it's going to be when you're not sleeping and you're upset that you're not sleeping.
Yeah.
So it's like, you need things like Survivor or Great British Bake Off that'll just be like...
Great British Bake Off sounds like a
I love Great British Bake Off.
Just something that can get you a little bit of sleep when you can.
You're so right.
Do you know Taskmaster?
No.
It's a really funny show on the BBC, but it's all on YouTube, and it's 5 comedians per season, and there's just like, it's kind of like Smosh Pit or Challenge Pit, where they'll have 3 challenges per episode, they like give them points, and at the end, you win prizes that like potluck style the contestants brought in every week.
Oh my God.
It's like, you know, the prize this week is something you'd be shocked to find in a closet, and then someone's like, oh, there's a picture of me mum that was done quite poorly, and it's quite scary, and then they can just win that as
in
the prize.
In their closet?
Yeah, it's just like a joke where it's like something that you might mispronounce if talking to a friend. Or like it's just a random...
Wait, I love that.
It's so funny. It's all on YouTube.
I kind of need a list of this. Also, people in the comments, will you guys put in... Mamas out there, will you guys put in your shows? Because
yeah. Put in your shows.
That I'm going to need because I'm not going to be sleeping.
I think Breaking Bad might be too intense, but at the same time, I know you like yeah. true crime. So I'm like, yeah. I don't know what Ooh. Relaxes you.
I don't know. Murder while I'm nursing? We'll see.
Yeah.
That's Breaking Bad.
People have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So while I'm doing that, you Moms guys are going to be here. Anything. You guys are going to be here with Shane.
Yes.
Separately.
Yeah. We, yeah.
So here's the deal.
You just like, honestly, brass tacks, forget we're filming. Yeah. Give it to us. Like, yeah. what do we need to do?
So I would say,
do I need to put my
all,
hair down? Put it up?
No, oh, he loves your hair down.
I would also say hair down.
You need to have, first of all, girl, you need to have a blowout. Makeup needs to be on point.
A blowout?
Your hair needs to be down.
Is Smosh paying for the blowout?
You better be polite. Jeans cropped. He likes to see a little bit of ankle.
That's disgusting.
He's really into like Victorian yeah. era like floozies.
No heels, no heels. Oh. If you wear heels, he literally will freak out. He Got won't it. Look at you.
Got it.
Could you imagine if this was Shane? No, all you need to know is that Shane will randomly laugh at wild out-of-pocket things that you say. As you guys know how
I
to
think
handle
we
Shane.
Both do that. Out-of-pocket wild things.
Yeah. I think here's my thing. Honestly, to be honestly very real.
Yeah, please.
I am bad with one-on-one hangouts. Unless I am like, I really trust the person.
What? I love hanging out with you one-on-one.
Yeah, and I trust you. Yeah.
Oh, she
but
trusts
like
me.
There are.
Is that why you kept like shaking and checking your phone that time we got coffee?
No. I just get, if I don't know them super well, I feel not enough.
Uh-huh.
And I always feel like they're bored. This person's bored. And that's why I think, like, to be frank.
You're, like, entertaining them.
Yeah. To be frank, I do feel a little bit like that without you there, and it's just me and him. I'm going to be like, is this good enough? Is this what him and Amanda feel like? Is it, like, there will be a little bit of, like, right? Even if it's just, like, very low-key, very relaxed.
I get that. I definitely felt that in the beginning when we were doing Smosh Mouth. Like,
sure.
It was like, is this enough?
Especially because you guys are a well-oiled machine at this point. Like, yeah. You two, would, like, you get it.
You've been doing it for a year.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, like, I watch a lot of Smosh content. Like, it auto-plays, and I just, like, have it as background noise sometimes. I've never seen you in an environment where it's just you and someone else where I'm just like, oh, Angelo's not, you know.
You've
got it. You just
No, for sure.
Just
I think
probably
it's,
feel weird, I
yeah.
guess.
It's just, like, a thing about me. I'm just, like, I like groups. And when it's one-on-one, I feel very seen.
I'm so the opposite, to be honest. If I'm ever, like, I love one-on-one, like, videos, and I love just hangouts one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Like, if I invite someone over, and they're like, oh, this person's also free, can I bring them? It's like, yeah, and we'll still have a good time. But for me, it feels like, oh, this is a total vibe shift. Like, I'm
rather the one-on-one.
I'm a little bit more reserved. Yeah, I love just getting to know someone one-on-one.
Mm.
Yeah. Groups are a little harder for me, unless it's the rare time when I'm like, oh, for whatever reason, I've locked into the vibe, and, like, now I'm the one joking and stuff, and, you know.
I kind of get that.
Yeah.
I feel like mine's a mix. I feel like with it, someone I trust, great, but, like, if it's kind of a newer one-on-one, because, like, it will be newer one-on-one with you, with Shane. Like, you haven't done it that often.
Yeah, like, we usually, like, have a game we're playing if it's one-on-one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've known Shane forever, so you've had plenty of one-on-ones.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I feel like with new one-on-ones, I'm always like, how long do we keep the eye contact for?
Oh, I
know that. Do you know when you're, like, in the middle of, like, a story, and then you're just like,
yup.
Like, when do I turn away just to give them a second?
Just to give them a second.
Just to give them a moment.
Yeah.
This is what I think about. I go, how long is too long for the eye contact? So should I tell my story up here?
I relate to that
give
a lot.
Just to give them, and then when I look back, is it too much?
Yeah, you're so right, because you're taking care of them, because it's less to me. Like, I'm not uncomfortable looking at them, but I'm like, do they need a second? And then here's me looking at the coffee,
That's
and here's me up.
I'm not uncomfortable looking at them. I could look at them the whole time, but I'm like, but this could be a lot. Like, now I'm getting lost in your eyes.
But that's why it's hard for me the other way around, because, like, you were just talking to Amanda. Y'all had direct eye contact, but because you were talking, I wasn't, like, just listening. I was looking directly at your eyes, which are not looking at me. And I'm like, is that normal? I don't know, but it's the thing that happens next. I'm doing it. So
this is real. This is real stuff that we're talking about on Smosh Mouth.
Right at the top. We don't talk enough about eye contact during podcasts.
We don't.
During an audio medium.
We don't talk about, like, talking to people in person because COVID happened. All these things happened. I feel like we had to retrain ourselves.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah. I lost a lot of my ability to just like be on in a social situation. I'm like, how the hell did I do this forever?
Yeah. Especially with a podcast with two people.
Yeah.
So you're going to experience that. Also, the best thing that Shane loves is when you surprise him and just call it out. You're like, hey, am I looking at you for too long?
Yeah.
He would love that.
He's Shane's thing is like, I think he's one of the best I've ever seen at being in the moment. So like when you say something out of pocket that actually is a huge left turn, he has no choice but to laugh because it is wild and it takes him by surprise because he's there. Yeah, in
he
the
is
moment.
So present. You're so right.
And he likes it chill, but he's totally down to go down the route of like real serious topics.
Yeah. Okay. I do feel that as well. So I'm so excited. I was talking to Selena. I was like, what if I like have some secret like writers? And I'm like, what if I asked to sit here? And I was like, I only said yes to doing this if I would sit there and you would sit over.
He would probably laugh thinking you're joking. And then he'd be like, oh, all right.
Okay.
And then he would be here and be really flustered. And he probably wouldn't be as funny if he was sitting here because this is my spot.
Or I just do it to fuck with him. And I'm like, how does it feel?
I think you should.
Like a power move. Absolutely.
That's another thing about Shane is I feel like if you're like, how does it feel? If you like kind of get intense with him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like he shrugs
gets a little
off.
Like,
Really?
No, but sometimes he's like, he let's play.
Off. I feel like he'd be like, I mean, if it's fine with camera, like we can switch.
Yeah.
You know.
Those are the main things you need to know about Shane. And always compliment his clothes. Always. You have to compliment.
What happens if we don't?
It's really hard.
Yeah.
The last person that was going to do the podcast with him, do you know where she is? No.
In a ditch.
The police.
She's in a ditch. Neither
does her family.
No, you do not. You don't know where she is. And that's Shane Topp for you. God, he's going to kill me.
And we will never know.
Oh, my God.
We'll never know.
And I'll be the next one on his list.
But wait. Then your baby has an incredible like revenge arc. They train for 18 years being like,
starting
you don't remember me,
starting at the age
me,
of four. Like in the mountains of Nepal.
Gilgaria.
Yeah.
Where the hell is that?
I made it up.
I want to yes and that. Yeah, Gilgaria is better than Nepal's mountains.
Gilgaria.
Yeah, so my baby's going to revenge and come after Shane.
Gilgaria people, show up in the comments.
Yeah, show up in the comments, Gilgaria people. And what I need to
when
watch.
When did Gilgaria
when
get internet? Oh, bless those people of Gilgaria.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So true, Angela, Damien, and Amanda. Hey, I'm popping in to say that this episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. It's summer. You should be planning trips, barbecues, pool parties, not thinking about your wireless bill. And thanks to Mint Mobile, you don't have to. We use Mint Mobile for our production phone here at the studio, and it's been fantastic. We were able to keep our old phone and phone number with our existing contacts, so service was uninterrupted. All of Mint Mobile's plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text, so if Wi-Fi ever cuts out, it's never a problem on our phone. And we also got started on 3 months of unlimited service for $15 a month, and you can too. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/smoshmouth. That's mintmobile.com/smoshmouth. Upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 per month. Limited time new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds may slow above 35 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. All right, back to the show. Without me, I guess.
Also, what we're going to do today, not only introducing you guys as the new guest hosts while I'm gone with Shane, we're going to do some hot takes because it's fun.
Yeah.
And we want to do it.
Hot take, Smosh Mouth doesn't need Shane.
Whoa! 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 That Okay, girl, you better write your...
Girl, you better say goodbye to
your will. You better write your will and you tell your family where you are, because share your location, honey.
Girl, you better...
That brings us to our first sponsor, LegalZoom.com.
He's a great host. Shane is...
He's the best clothes in the world.
Shane is... Literally, everything we're describing on Shane is not Shane, but I know, it's so fun to do.
He's going to be like, what did you guys mean by that?
Adding the lore of Shane.
He's going to read the comments and be like, what?
He's going to be like, where's Gilgaria?
We need new Shane lore, because like he's been on Smosh for so long and he's always very open. I feel like a lot of people know things. Like, he could never do two truths and a lie.
I know.
We need new Shane lore.
Yeah, we're doing that meme with the cars, where that car getting off the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I actually know that meme.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey.
And I can't believe I referenced a meme. And I can't believe you knew it.
There you go.
Look at that. I met some growth. You're Smosh Mouth ready.
We talked about a meme.
Okay.
For those of you just listening, Amanda and Angela could not reach each other's hands while trying to handshake. Thank you.
Yeah, this table is very long. And that's what keeps me and Shane at a healthy distance.
I take back my hot take. I think Smosh Mouth does need Shane and it does need Amanda. But there's another version of Smosh Mouth that'll be even cooler, hot take.
I cannot wait. No, seriously.
Or just a different type of cool. I don't know. I'm trying to walk it back. I feel bad.
I think we should just have a normal conversation and add hot take after everything.
I can't have eye contact.
Listen. I think you two are the perfect people to take over while I'm gone, because
you
guys are hilarious. You have such different relationships with Shane.
Yeah.
And I think it's so fun. You have sibling energy. You don't have sibling, what is it? Roommate energy?
It's like the Shane and Damien show a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Vanilla milkshake.
I think Shane and I are like fun at, you're good at like poking fun at each other, but at the end of the day, if someone were like, can Shane do this? I'd be like, Shane can do anything.
Yeah.
So like, it is sibling energy, but it's like, it just
he's
a different
the old,
way.
Yeah, you're the one who's like... Yeah.
You and him come off to me as the kids that are like, can we sit in the trunk?
I was like that. I was.
Wait a second.
That's an crazy specific need, but I was that kid.
Those kids were like, and I was one of those at some point, but it was like, it would be the greatest thing in the world if we could sit in the trunk.
Did you ever get that to like actually happen when your parents were like, oh, we bought this huge thing and you're going to have to sit in the trunk? You're like, yeah, yeah.
That is so good.
That's the most specific read I've ever had.
Those kids are so specific, because all they want to do is watch the cars that are right behind the other car.
And it's you and Shane in the back like, whoa.
100%.
You spilled the Fritos everywhere.
Can you guys change the channel? Because we can't really hear it back here in the trunk.
And they're like, woo, a doctor's the cops.
I'm going to wave out back being like, please, please help. I'm not with these people. And, you know, just as a joke to my parents.
Whoa. That's so good. Can't put you in the trunk.
And then you park at Dave & Buster's or whatever the fuck you're at. And you're like, please open the back.
And
open
the mom's like,
okay, kids.
They're fine.
It's a cool 95 degrees. We'll crack the window.
Wow. That reference was fucking
was solid.
Thanks. I think we all just remembered being kids in the trunk.
Yeah. I never wanted to be one of those kids.
No?
I didn't like being in the way, way back. I was like, I'm trapped here. I'm never leaving. This seatbelt's never coming off
Can
me.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
You are tall now. Were you taller than average then?
Yes.
Okay.
Were you a tall girl in middle school?
I was 5'10 at like 12 or something.
Damn. Yeah. Sorry.
People thought I was a substitute teacher. And I was like, me? And I had braces. I was like, what are you talking about?
Well, what were you wearing?
Hot take, substitute teachers can have braces.
And that's fine. Yeah. You're right. Actually,
and we're back to hot takes.
Woo! And see, that's the thing. You bring the chaos and I'll gently like reel it in sometimes.
You're right. Adults can have braces and I think it's great. But for me, I was like, I'm 12.
That's the bigger factor for sure.
I don't think it might have been the braces that were the telltale. I'm worried you looked like a teacher.
Yeah, I probably did. I think I wore long skirts.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the braces. Chico's.
I was like, I loved Esmeralda, so I'm going to look like Esmeralda, but all I have is Chico's?
Yeah, Chico's. Yeah. Chico's and Belk or Belks.
Okay, hot takes. Let's bring them out. I have
hot
a list.
Takes. Okay, I do actually have a fashion hot take, and maybe I'm wrong for this. Chunky sneakers were never cute.
Ooh, what kind of chunky sneakers do we mean?
Like all those big white sneakers that it looks like you're
chunky
a baby.
Chunky Filas?
Listen, no, these are not chunky
sneakers. Those are
sneakers.
Normal.
Okay. Those are
chunky
so
Filas.
Yeah, the ones where it looks like you're a baby and you put your dad's sneakers on,
yeah.
But kids, like teenagers or people
but
wear
it makes
them.
Your legs look so skinty.
Skinty, you but they're not cute. That's my hot take.
I don't wear sneakers too often, but like I have a weird... I guess it's like a weird body issue thing where no matter what kind of pants I'm wearing, jeans, whatever, if my shoes are just like the size of my feet exactly, I always am like, these are too small. And I wear like a size 11, and I'm
feels
just still
like
just
it's
like
a sock.
It feels like, yeah, it just feels like I look down and I'm like, oh, these little like tuppy toes. Like,
yeah.
The big shoes feel like it balances.
I like big shoes. I'm talking about specifically about the chunky white, like the big white
sneakers.
Can
I ask, can we Google what we're talking about?
Yeah, we can Google.
I would look up like chunky Filas.
Yeah, look up chunky Filas. And here's the thing. I know a lot of people in the comments are going to hate me for this, but I...
Hey, that's what the hot takes are. Hot takes are going, oh, we're putting this on the internet. We're going to clip it. Let's walk a tightrope. Let's say like, things that people are going to fight about in the comments.
I
see what you're talking about. You know is it this
it's
one?
It's like these.
That's exactly what I'm looking at. Yeah, okay, yeah. I get
and
that.
And you know what?
Because it's not balanced.
Yeah.
I'm
Maybe
talking about
balance.
It's
like
that's
hot take
balanced.
On me. I look insane.
I think, yeah.
Those
if I saw you in those, I'd be like, whoa!
You don't need to add more height.
One time a wardrobe person put me in that for when I did an Alexa commercial, and my friend was like, hey, you killed that commercial. The shoes were not okay.
Oh, no.
The shoes were
That's a good
bad,
friend. That's
bad,
a good friend.
Bad. She's Damn. A very good friend. She was like, bad shoes.
Well, what are you supposed to do about it? The commercial was filmed.
Exactly. It was done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good hot take. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
There is no such thing as a good kisser or a bad kisser. It's just compatibility.
I would
Whoa,
have to.
I'm getting a lot.
I will not agree with that hot take.
I think, have to hard
okay,
disagree.
Hold on. You're thinking about that bad kisser that like ate your mouth.
Yes.
I think there's another person that person could kiss and then they're compatible.
You're right. Or they learn.
Like I think I've had bad kissers, but I just think we weren't compatible mouth-wise.
That actually could be true.
Like, I think it's both true, though. Like, I think you're supposed to, like, sort of feel out your romantic kissing partner. I don't know
Whoa.
What the kids are calling
oh,
it these
that
days.
Cool.
I felt like we were
was
in Bulgaria for a second.
Whoa, Bulgaria. That was for you right there. No, but you're supposed to, like, feel out the vibe and, like, learn each other together as opposed to, like, here's what I'm bringing to the table. How about you? Like, it's, yeah. So, like, there are bad kissers. If they're not trying to,
if they're
like,
they're not listening
meet you
and responding.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
I think that hot take is pretty, but I do think that there are some kissers who it's like, I don't know who you're going to match up with.
I think there
agree.
Are some kissers that are coming in with the wrong toolbox, but I don't think they're a bad kisser.
Would you say that to a person? If they kiss you and they were bad, would you say, hey, I think you're coming in with the wrong toolbox, buddy? Let's work this out. Let's get another set of tools in my garage.
I'd say I feel like you're not yes-anding me. I feel like let's just like meet in the middle a little bit.
Do
like,
you
gotta listen
mostly
well.
Theater people.
Improv. That's an improv kisser.
Okay, so I'm actually gonna demand that be cut because that was so embarrassing.
I'm gonna use my one veto to keep it in. But like, no, I've had, you know, experiences where like, yes, maybe someone is like a different style of kisser, but I've also had experiences where like, look, a little bite here and there is, you know,
Woo!
That can be great.
We're
that can be
specific.
That can
yeah.
be sexy. But I've had moments where someone's whole thing was like, oh, kissing? Do you mean biting the absolute
yes.
shit out of your face?
Yes.
And it was just like the whole time it was like, ow, actually, ow. This but, is your whole thing. I'm all
See,
set.
That's their whole thing. That doesn't make them a bad kisser. That's just their thing.
They might like another biter. That's Two biters
can
together?
Can I be so honest and vulnerable with you
yes.
right now? I'm no stranger to a little bite. Like, that's normal and that's cool and that's great to add in the toolbox. This was Captain Crunch's oops, all biting, and it's that's not kissing.
No,
oops, that's a bad kisser.
I've had a kisser who it was like horse bites. You know?
You have to lay your
bites.
Hand flat
it was like
to
no,
feed them.
Horse bites. That's disgusting.
It was like full horse bites. Yeah, like you're like feeding a horse
Layering
and it comes in.
That's disgusting, Amanda.
Yeah.
So that's a bad kisser.
There we go.
Exactly. And okay. I don't know where he is now. And I hope that he's happy.
On a farm somewhere,
somewhere
eating all
the
carrots
with
the he can. Okay, what's next?
Counting by stamping his feet.
Okay, I know that people are going to hate me for this.
What, can I?
Yeah, you go.
Can I snag one?
Yeah, you snag.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Thank you. Here is a wild one, and I hope no one's mad at me.
They might.
You know how people got super mad at Taylor Swift for using a private jet, and everyone's like, "Ah, oh, it's so bad for the environment."
Yeah,
it is bad for the environment. It's so bad for the environment. I don't really have a problem with specifically Taylor Swift using a private jet sometimes. I think when you're the level of like ultra rich celebrity where like if you were to go to an airport, it would actually ruin everybody else's day at the airport because mm-hmm. of how much nobody could move
mm-hmm.
and people buying tickets just to get into the terminal, even if they're not going anywhere, just to see Taylor Swift. I'm like, I don't know what the other solution is.
Right.
Maybe don't do it for a 1 mile trip. That would suck.
Yeah. But like, don't do like the Sacramento thing that Kylie Jenner was doing.
What was
she was
that?
Like going to Vegas.
Oh,
yeah,
Kylie.
Don't do that. That's drivable. But I just mean in general, yeah. Like.
I also, like, in full transparency, we're like talking about hot takes and we're talking about Taylor Swift and I'm a little scared. I don't want to say anything wrong.
I am also.
So let's just like walk a straight line here.
Blake Lively dropped her whole, you know, thing against Justin Baldoni because, you know, Taylor Swift was like, I will not support you. And then she dropped her lawsuit.
And then,
wow.
And they're the facts.
And
folks.
People.com told me this.
I think that's a
they need to hire you.
Great point.
Thank you.
I get scared.
Same.
Because I know our world is on fire.
I know.
And I know that these planes are not doing it correct.
These planes are not doing well.
My whole thing in general is like, we have to overhaul and change so many things. Yes, you got to do whatever you can. It's just that specific one where I'm like, damn, I don't know what the other fix is.
You are so right, because airports are a shit show.
Yeah.
And you add in now like any type of like big celebrity, mm-hmm. I can't even imagine.
I think it was Livy Dunn that's now getting like, they're like people that show up at airports, like 20 or 30 guys that just buy tickets to make it to the terminal to ask for autographs and photos. It's happening a lot with like women athletes, specifically Olympians. And so I'm just like, can you imagine that to the level of T-Swift? Like,
jeez, you're so right. Like I would bring my grandma on a flight all the time.
She's
and
famous,
just
yeah?
get the amount of men wanting to touch her.
And that's fame, people.
I meant like but to just get a wheelchair for a woman takes the airport so long.
It does.
So I can't even imagine
it does.
A celebrity. So it's a hot take.
It's a
hot take.
It is a good hot take.
It's a hot take where nobody wins because, yes, private jets are awful.
Speaking of technology, self-driving cars are still terrifying and I never want to get in one.
I agree.
That's my hot take. But I know people who take them.
Yeah.
Often. And good for them.
Are we talking like Tesla Autopilot or like a Waymo?
Both.
Okay.
Either.
Yeah.
Yeah. One that just basically self-drives. I just don't think that they should ever occur.
No, I mean, there's a lot of stuff about them.
That's kind of how I feel.
Bad shit about them.
Bad stuff, you know.
Bad stuff.
I've seen iRobot.
Oh,
Will Smith, and I don't want to have a car.
I once was at something, and a girl was like, oh my God, this was crazy. She was like, I honestly was going to be so late this morning because I didn't have time to do my makeup, but then I just put my car in self-driving and I did my makeup. And I went,
Yeah.
What?
That's wild.
That's what my friend
and
does.
And I was like, there's just like girlies out there doing their eyeshadow behind the wheel while the wheel is taken over.
They're sitting, her own car.
She was in the car, went self-drive, and then just.
Here's the thing that I think that's so wrong, but I also know that like just being on the LA freeway, I've looked to the left at, you know, what the hell just caused that person almost merge into me. And it's the same thing. Someone's doing that in the mirror.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's wrong either way. I hate self-driving cars, but I guess it's better than her just being in like a Nissan Versa. I'll figure it out.
Have you seen the video of the Waymo hitting the Postmates cart?
No.
That's like a turf war.
No.
Patrick sent it to me, and it's unfortunately, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Wait, is it the Postmates cart that just like is like,
and they're both going on a turn, and they go,
what?
That's so funny.
And you're like, I can't wait for the rest of our lives.
Can't wait for the future.
It's going to be a Sharks and Jets of the Waymo and the Postmates bots.
Okay, I got another one.
Okay.
Chips, I've actually said this on the channel before. Not
what?
This specific channel, but I mentioned it, and now I hardcore am launching it.
Oh, boy.
Chips are made for men's mouths. Chips should be smaller for all mouth types. Show me a no one in this room is eating those chips one bite. A Cool Ranch doesn't fit. And I actually want to
so
take it
true.
Back. I don't mean to gender it at all. Chips are just too big.
Yeah.
Chips, I think, are being made for... Oh, we're getting no's already. Chips. No one eats those chips like that. You make them smaller.
No, I'm with you because they cut your mouth up.
Tortilla chips look like tacos.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, because they are. They're just tortillas.
Sure,
that have been...
sure. And I walked into that. I just mean like it's a chip. It should be small.
Yeah.
I have a really big problem. I can't buy chips and just keep them in the home because I will just like house the whole bag and being like, oops. So I kind of like the bigger chips because it forces me to take a few bites out of one chip. Like, do you feel you need one?
See, that's what's weird to me. I don't want to bite one chip.
You want a whole.
I don't want to burn it. Like, I think it should, like taking one, like a couple bites of one Cool Ranch Dorito feels like that's a piece of bread.
Yeah, and it's getting everywhere. Mm. And also, what about when dip happens? When dip occurs, you want to dip in and do one. But when you dip in, you look at someone eating a chip, make eye contact with someone eating a chip. It's not fun.
Or your dip-to-chip ratio needs to be massive for it to fit. Yeah. Like, we're buttering a slice of toast at this point. You know what I mean? Like, I just think it should be smaller.
I'm with you.
I'll break a Dorito in half and then dip either half so you're not double-dipping, though.
I don't dip Doritos to you guys.
Well, just tortilla chip, whatever. You know,
any type of chip. Like a Cheez-It. Perfect chip size.
Love it.
Perfect chip size.
That's a cracker.
Yes, but that's a chip size.
Okay.
Is a Cheez-It a cracker?
I would say it's a cracker, yeah.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
It's like baked. It's
See, that's what I'm saying is all crackers are good sizes. Chips. Whoa, sorry, I'm having a moment. I'm thinking about the chips I eat.
That's what this is for. This is a hot take.
Chips.
Like, all chips are too big. I'm over it.
I'm with you.
Is it size or is it shape? Because, like, Dorito, the triangle thing, that's going to hit your sides of your mouth no matter what, pretty much, unless you're like, and, like, sort of wiggle it in. What if it was, like, same size but kind of rounded like an actual, like a Pringle style, like a human mouth shape?
Pringle's too big.
Do you know what I miss? Pringles are way too big. Do you know what I miss? And you guys probably don't remember this. Remember when Doritos made 3D Doritos?
I remember that, and I love those.
Back in the day.
Like puff?
Yeah.
Puffy?
They're like little puff triangles, but they're like this big.
I do remember those. Were they small?
They were.
Yes.
Yes.
And they were perfect. They were perfect.
Do I have a huge ass mouth? Because Pringles are no problem.
Whoa, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, when you have when you have a Gatorade or a drink like this, do you whole mouth?
No, I don't deep throat the bottle.
That's actually a great question. Good question for a first date, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you do? People... How big is your mouth?
Yeah. Do you whole bottle the Gatorade or do you do sips?
We actually talked about this recently in a video. We were drinking Gatorade in this little soccer video. And I looked at it. I think it was Spencer. And he was like, or it wasn't Spencer. It was Chance. And I was like, holy fuck.
So, like, I have a mouth size that would allow that, but, like, how is that comfortable for drinking? Like,
but it's still not comfortable to also just, like, get it all up here.
Yeah, I don't get it all up here. I do it right here, so it leaves a whole marker.
You just, it's like a cup. You, like, tilt your head back, and it doesn't have to hit your nose if you, like.
Yeah, oh, no, that's good. That's good. That's the adult way.
Remember kids would just have, like, the fucking.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid mustache.
How hard are you going, buddy?
Yeah.
Relax.
That's why they made Kool-Aid jammers, where you can twist off the little top.
Yeah. Or Fugles. Fugles
are so cute.
Those were a good size.
Yeah, but no one eats them. They only put them on their fingers and pretend they're a witch. No one actually.
I used to live like one block from a 7-Eleven, and if I was like hungry at 2 in the morning playing video games, I'm like, I believe I deserve some Bugles. And
oh, so, Bugle is the name.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said Fugle.
Oh, were you thinking about fungals? What
fungals?
Is it called?
What's up?
Onions?
Fungals.
Fungals is really good.
Never mind.
Funyuns too big too. I'm like, bite.
But Bugles are cute.
Bugles are cute. You put them on your fingers, pretend you're a little witch.
Yes.
And, like, they're so good for you. Don't look at the nutrition facts.
Oh, no.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh.
But they're so tasty.
This episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. Shane, you're back. Where have you been?
Sorry, I was at the doctor's. I had a little skee ball accident, but I wanted to pop in, talk about ZocDoc a little bit. Just kidding. It wasn't a skee ball incident. I wear a helmet when I play skee ball. But I have used ZocDoc many times, and it is incredible.
So much information that I didn't want.
Mm-hmm. That's
how
it goes.
About the skee ball.
Yeah. Anyways, ZocDoc is amazing. You can book appointments within 24 to 72 hours in your area under your insurance. Whatever specialty you're looking for, you can search it up. They make it all so easy.
So easy. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment.
Yeah, I've used ZocDoc in the past, not for skee-ball accidents, but for other things. And I was amazed at how simple it was. Like, I had pushed off doctor's appointments for so long, they made it too easy, I couldn't ignore it anymore.
No, truly, if I needed a doctor, I would absolutely use ZocDoc. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth. ZocDoc.com/Smoshmouth.
Back to the show.
Mm-hmm. What's next?
Oh, I've got one specifically about driving because we're talking about it. Being able to drive should be way more difficult to achieve, with the caveat that we need public transit. I feel like that is a multi-thousand-pound vehicle that most people are absolute ass at driving. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone driving, I'm just like, how are you allowed to do this? But also, it should be really accessible to be able to get places still.
Yes. I agree. That
I feel this exact way about tattoo artists.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone can buy one.
Yup.
Anyone can buy one. I feel this way about DJs. Anyone can grab it.
Right.
There should be, you should have to, you know what I mean? To be a teacher, you need to get a certification. To be a waiter, you need a food handling certificate.
Yeah.
To be a tattoo artist, I actually do think you need a little something if you're going to sell tattoos.
You do. And
I think you do.
Specifically in Korea, you need to have the same qualifications that a doctor would in order to do this, because you need to, like, actually, you know, you're working with needles and blood and things like that. So that's why a lot of Korean artists go touring around the world, because they, you know, don't need those qualifications. So everything on my right arm was done by an artist who was, like, visiting from Korea to be like, now I don't have to be a doctor. I can just do this. But they take it seriously.
Where are you getting your drivers? Tattoos from?
Bit City. I think you're right. The driver's test is kind of made for everyone to pass.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a given that, like, as soon as you're 16, it is expected that, like, yeah, just drive this multi-thousand pound and you can just destroy anyone and anything at any time just for oops.
But let me play devil's advocate on that one, because I do feel like...
The devil needs some help.
I do feel like sometimes teenagers need to see that independence, and the only way to do it is kind of throw them in. I know that's terrible.
Yeah.
And they could get in accidents, but, like, how else do you learn?
But I also think
it's not good.
I think there's a lot of red tape around, like, the permit, which is, like, the written test.
Right.
It might be different in different states and stuff. But like, I had a trouble passing the written test.
Me too.
Yeah.
But then you get behind
the thing, and it was like, and the guy's like, park, you're done.
But, like, I don't remember shit from that written test. And that was probably, like, some serious, like, hey, you can't do this, you can't do this. And that stuff just kind of goes right over your head.
Yeah.
Do you still get to a four-way intersection and you go, is it you? Or is it you? Or is it me? I know someone arrived first, but isn't it person on the left?
It's the person on the right that gets to go if there's any question about
or how often are you like, who's got the right of way here? Let's talk.
Yeah, exactly.
I roll down the window and be like, you guys want to talk this out?
Yeah.
But I do think that you, when you do take your driver's test, there are people that, like, help you drive, like, whether it's, like, your mom's friend that you've never met before in your life. And I was, like, schooled on parallel parking, and I can parallel park with my eyes shut.
Okay.
I was schooled on it.
Have we never talked about this? It's one of my greatest skills.
Me too.
Really?
We have not talked about this at all.
That's crazy. It is. I am proficient.
Me too.
And I would say, I would almost say I am a little bit of a savant.
Then I would go ahead and say that y'all both have earned driving in
thank
my
you.
World.
Because thank I you. Think parallel parking is where people get screw up completely. They hold up traffic. Mm. They hit other cars. It's very important to park, and I feel like we did not learn that enough.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, I feel like that's always the thing, even on, like, cartoons where they'll build up, like, oh, the parallel parking is the hardest part. But it is also, I think, the least consequential. Like, you can always readjust, find a different spot. Yeah, you might hit someone's bumper. But, like, it's the actual driving stuff that I'm like, you're gonna kill someone.
I agree. And also when people get a little bit older.
Yeah.
And you're like, grandma.
Well, they are cracking down on that, I know, in California.
They
like, my grandma had to, like, retest, and it was really hard for her.
Yeah.
And then it was like, but it's hard because then, she couldn't call an Uber.
That's what I'm saying.
Sucks.
Like, they need something in its place. So I'm not just being like, no one should be allowed to drive. It's no, there needs to be other stuff.
Public transit.
Understood.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
Hot take.
I have a hot take, not from me, but from Selena. And I think Alexina put some on here, too.
Okay.
Oh. Uh-oh. Okay, well, first of all, they put everyone needs to retake the driver's test every 10 years. So,
yo, for real?
They're with you
every
on that.
Every 10 years.
Alexina.
And you think chips should be smaller?
I don't think she wrote chips should be smaller on here, which is wild. Yeah. But she probably was going to. Mm. There's chip is in here somewhere.
Yeah, you just probably can't find it or
yeah,
something.
I probably can't find
it. Maybe she texted it to me directly, so.
Oh, speaking of food, though, you shouldn't have to wait for everyone to get their food before you start eating.
That's
Hot
true.
Take.
Agreed. That's how I grew up. That's apparently how it's done in
Germany.
I gotta
say, I'm 50-50 on this one.
That's
baby.
How you grew up?
Yeah,
that's how did you guys grow up?
I grew up, everyone waits.
Yeah.
Oh, I grew up, you eat the food. Like, you wait for the food does not wait for you. It's
but
hot,
then
it's
when
done.
You're with but then when you're with specific people, like my grandparents, it was like you better eat that food or else it's gonna get cold.
See, in my house it's not one or the other. It's you wait while someone yells at you not to wait. And you say, I'm going to wait. And then someone yells at you, don't wait.
Really?
That's what I'm used to, is being like, eat, please. No, I'm going to wait for you. No, no, this makes me mad. It's getting cold. No, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for you.
Yep.
Wow.
That's what you have to do the exchange.
That's kind of where I'm at now. Like, I feel like that's what happens now. Like, I can't handle when people wait. I'm like, please, I don't want your food to get cold.
See, but as someone who likes to wait, I hate eating and being done earlier. Like, I don't want to be fully calibrated, but I also, like, if I eat before you start, then I'm, like, sitting with an empty bowl, and I'm like, I wish I had more. Like, like I'm like, I'll play with the bread. Like, I need something else to do while you're cracking into your Branzino.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like...
Cracking into my Branzino.
I just need something. I want to be both doing the same thing.
You're kind of right, especially at a restaurant.
Yeah.
I think restaurants are usually pretty good about it. My thing is, like, if three people get their food and I'm the last one where they're like, and it's just going to be another minute with your thing, I'm, like, frustrated because I'm like, I don't mind waiting, but, like, y'all's food is getting cold. It's not under a lamp. Like, I think maybe it's a personal preference thing, but I think there is...
But you grew up differently, though.
I grew up differently, and that's fair. And I think sometimes, you know, if it is like, well, grandma's going to get mad, you know, that feels like a relic of the past to me, but also, like, I don't know.
That's a good one.
Well, that was a good one.
What else has she got?
She's got some great ones. And remember, this is Selena and also Alexina.
Alexina
gave
me one to say as well.
Alexina is kind of queen of hot takes a little bit.
We have to say this.
Like, I do feel like you are, like, you are nodding or you are either agreeing or disagreeing, and that's it. You know, it's like there's no gray area.
This I agree with completely, and my husband will agree with this, and he says it all the time. If you're not dancing, get off the dance floor.
Oh.
What are you doing on there?
Yeah. Is that a thing people do?
Oh, yeah. So if I ever go to shows with H, like these techno house shows, I get it. It's a different vibe. But, like, you got to get off the dance floor. It's also, like, because people will stand there and be like,
oh, no.
Oh,
and then
God.
There are people who are like...
That just feels like a hazard.
No, it's bad.
It's a roadblock.
You got to get off the dance floor.
Nah.
I completely agree.
I'm not the biggest dancer, but, like, yeah, I've never just sat on the dance floor and been like, look at that. Look at them.
Okay, let's get in the weeds about this.
Yeah.
What if someone is, like, not really going hardcore? Like, it's your friend's boyfriend who's just there.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're getting a little step touch.
That's cool.
I think if you're trying,
Daryl,
that's okay.
But Daryl can't really, like, go with the flow.
No, he's step touching for 5 hours.
Daryl can't find, like, the ones and
he's
twos
doing the
on
four
Dua Lipa.
On the floor,
yeah.
Like, you know.
And he's like,
yeah, and he's like,
but he's barely moving, and to someone dancing near Daryl, it would seem as if he's standing, right?
Yeah,
and
of course.
You're like,
and we love Daryl because we just met him, and she's really happy.
Yeah,
and she's happy.
She's happy.
And at least it's not Sean.
Oh, Sean was awful,
and Sean sucked, right? So we're like kind of like, oh,
yeah,
Daryl's, right?
And he's like, you guys want drinks?
And then Daryl like, checks his phone, puts it down.
I'm not much
is
of a
that
dancer.
Someone...
I've been the Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl's not a bad guy.
A lot of Daryls are watching
Sean,
right now.
Bad. Sean, not a good guy.
Oh, Sean can fuck right off.
And that's because he stole her money.
Sean, it's just, he stole her money, he stole her time. She's not going to get those 20s back.
And give her the dog back.
Give her the dog. Yeah, joint custody with an ex-dog. That's crazy.
I have it.
And I think that's great, and I think that's normal.
Hot take,
and
though.
I love that.
She's doing it well.
And that's not a hot
take.
I think that's great.
It's like, will you pick up your son? I'm shooting all day. Will you pick your son up and look him in the eye?
And I think that's awesome.
She's doing it well.
I love that.
Okay, wait. What were we just talking about?
Yeah. Daryl.
Daryl.
You can be a Daryl sometimes, you
said. I can be a Daryl. Yeah, sorry. I can be a Daryl sometimes. And, like, I'm not the biggest dancer. Every once in a while, the mood will strike me. Like, I think there was a VidCon party last year that I was at, and I was just like, let's flip and go. And I was, like, in a full, like, dancing mood. But for the most part, like, I want to participate with my friends, and I will move just enough to, like, be dancing.
That's fine. So. There are some people who are at a standstill.
That's not okay.
And they literally, it's like they have, like, a box around them where it's like you can't even get near them.
With the caveat of, like, if you have, obviously, if, because this is the internet, we have to say it. If someone has a reason that they are truly unable to move like that, you can still participate with your friends. Great. We're talking about people who just choose to sort of stand there.
They choose.
Just go to the bar.
Just go to the bar.
Just go to the bar and check your phone there.
Just go to the bar and check your phone there.
I've got one from Alexina as well, if that's okay.
Also, Alexina's texting everyone but me.
Oh, yeah, you didn't get all of her texts?
No.
And all of her praises?
No, I'm just waiting for, I agree with you about chips, and I'm not seeing it anywhere, so.
You're never getting that.
And I'm adding the word damn here. Everyone should mind their damn business.
And I think that's an excellent hot take.
That's great, Alexina, and I appreciate you.
I love that hot take so much because you know the people, like especially people at the airport who are coming up to you and they're like, and you're like, you're going to tell me something that I don't need to hear. They're going to be like, you should really not put your bag right here. And you're like,
I just had that happen.
I don't know you.
I just had that happen.
Yeah.
A lady walked up to me and like this flight was like 4 or 5 hours delayed. Like it was a crazy day. I switched flights. That one got delayed. It got switched back, whatever. So everybody who's waiting there are just the folks that were there for the long haul. Like the plane was originally full. It was down to like 30 people. And she walks over and I hear her tell somebody like, you know, I think that we should be able to get reimbursed. I feel like Delta owes us money for the delay. And they're like, yeah. And then she makes her way over to me and says the exact same thing. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. That'll happen. That's the law. And she's like, well, I think they just should give it to us. I'm like, that's correct. Just call in and claim that you were 5 hours delayed. They do have to pay you for a certain amount of that. And she's like, well, I think they owe us money. And I'm like, correct.
Like, will you come with me, son, and talk to these people?
Yeah, it was nuts. I'm like, you just have to call. Like, it will happen.
Yeah.
And then she walked away and I heard her say something like, I think we should have divided the country and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then we can stay on this side and they can stay on that side.
Oh.
And I was like, you're just saying that to a stranger. Like, holy shit. Yeah, she was a Looney Tune.
She has more to do.
Yeah, she should mind her damn business.
Yeah. I'm trying
to think, do you guys feel that way? Like, is this about like even just your friends when you're like, what's the tea? And you're like, mind your damn business?
Yeah. No, I do think that there is a line, though. Because sometimes when you're deep in a conversation with someone, like, and they're telling you stuff, and then a friend comes up and goes,
What's going on?
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't start over. Ugh. And B, maybe I don't want you to know that part.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's a lot of people who come in, they're like,
yeah.
What's going on? Oh my God, what happened?
I feel I'm going to toot my own horn. I'm really good at clocking when that happens because sometimes I'll just walk up and be like, I'll join this conversation.
Yeah.
I'll hear one line of it and be like, I'm supposed to be over there.
Yeah.
And then I just leave.
Yeah.
It's tricky though. It's tricky because you might have like three really good friends and two of you are talking and maybe they showed up late.
You don't know. It's
a
little
bit
like,
them up.
Do you get on the elevator now? Escalator now? Or wait a second. You know what I mean? Like it is like a, can I get in here? Or,
yeah.
You know? But people got to mind their damn fucking business.
I kind of agree.
There's a lot of internet stuff where it's just like, did you hear the rumor about two celebrities you've never heard? And I'm like, you need a hobby. Like,
call
it's okay
your
to
mom.
Be a fan of, call your mom. She worries. Especially like, you know, being in this space, like sometimes I don't look for it. The algorithm thinks I'm a fan of me. That's why they show me stuff because they would never be like, you're you.
Just say it. You watch Fan Edits of Yourself, Damien.
No, that's fine. But
Damien,
when it's something
just
like.
Say it.
No, that
chips
stuff's
are
okay.
smaller.
My point is like every once in a while I'll see like a screenshot. I'll be like, look, in Damien's story, there was something on his fridge written there. And I'm just like, oh, I actually hate you. Like, what are you doing?
No,
like,
totally.
You zoomed in on a story in my fridge. Like, it freaks me out. Like, mind your business.
No, totally. Ugh. Good point. Good
I will say I do watch fan edits sometimes of myself because I'm like, wow, that's a really good edit.
And that's and it is. And I've seen those.
I'm like, that's so good. That song choice.
I can't wait for that clip.
That song choice is fun.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to be you going, wow, what a good edit.
Yeah. And then it's going to go like this. It's going to be me being like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of my edits are literally like,
all my edits have this one moment in our Stand Up for Cancer stream where I'm dancing.
Me too.
And I have this shirt that says Stand Up for Cancer. And I'm like, and they add this like sexy music. And I'm like,
me too.
And it says Stand Up for Cancer.
Me too. And I'm literally going like this.
And I'm like, I don't know why we were giving it so hard.
Because like, there was incentive. We were standing up to cancer.
But like, for sure, but why were we like
standing up to cancer?
I want to clarify, like, that stuff doesn't bother me. That stuff's great. Like, it's very sweet. It's just literally like the guess what I discovered about you.
Yeah. That's really hard.
No, for sure.
But yeah, the Stand Up to Cancer fan edits, very hard for me to watch because I'm like, why was I going so hard?
We must have just been like feeling ourselves that day.
I feel kind of bad. I don't think I have any of those.
It's like fucking
I didn't do a good job.
Soul Sister by Train. And I'm like, like what
do
we
not
doing?
Bring up Soul,
Soul
Sister,
Sister
by Train.
By Train.
Is that Drops of Jupiter?
No.
Don't sing anything.
There's no such thing as trains.
I would never.
And that's why we can't
do
get rid of.
Do you have another hot take?
Yeah, I do.
Get it.
I think adults can enjoy anything that is made for children, such as Pokemon or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to complain about it. Because I don't know if y'all are on the same internet space, because I'm on a lot of nerdy stuff, but like whenever a new Pokemon game comes out, there's a bunch of adults like, can you believe they didn't do this? And the graphics look like that. I'm like, hey, I love Pokemon. I will buy every new game as it comes out. You have to remember that it is technically made for children.
Yeah.
Same with like, and this is going to get me some flack, but like, especially the original Star Wars movie. It's Knights and Wizards in Space. It was made as like a kid and family movie.
Whoa.
But I love it, and so do other people.
I love
it. But don't get mad at the movies that are made generally for families.
You can't be like Blue's Clues, derivative.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, yeah.
Well, people are getting pretty mad about Lilo and Stitch, so I feel like they maybe need
to. Here's the thing. Different. That one's different.
Honor the original text. No, I'm kidding.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This episode is brought to you by Smalls. Shane, how are your cats doing?
You know, they're doing good. But it can be a struggle to find food that they really like. But fortunately, Smalls sent us a bunch of food and treats that are protein packed. So them sending a bunch of treats straight to our door. They sent them right here. So convenient. And they love them. They're great.
Here's a review from a real Smalls customer as well. Elizabeth C. said, my cat was always so-so with her usual food, but she is very enthusiastic about Smalls. Her breath is much better and she poops much less frequently and it does not smell disgusting like it used to.
Well, okay. On top of that, Smalls donated $1 million worth of food to help cats through the Humane World for Animals. So they're doing great stuff. They're really incredible.
So, so awesome. So generous. What are you waiting for? Give your cat the food they deserve. For a limited time only, because you are a Smosh Mouth listener, you can get 60% off your first Smalls order, plus free shipping by using my code SMOSHMOUTH. That's 60% off when you head to smalls.com and use promo code SMOSHMOUTH. Again, that's promo code SMOSHMOUTH for 60% off your first order, plus free shipping at smalls.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
Okay, more hot takes, more hot takes.
More hot takes. Okay, cats are better than dogs. Who wrote this? Selena wrote this. This is a hard one.
I
love all animals.
As someone who has had cats and had dogs, I do prefer cats. But
and
also,
as someone who's had cats and dogs, I do prefer dogs.
I prefer dogs. Okay. I'm allergic to cats.
I think that's a bit of a trump card when you're like...
Let's just say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you ready for this? This is weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love a weird one.
So you know how like a food and the nutritional facts and anything like that needs to be like regulated by like the FCC?
Is FDA.
That
it?
We need an FDA, but for sizes of clothes.
Ooh,
because
that's great.
Every fucking brand gets to make a different type of size. And could you imagine if food was going, this is 100 calories, but 100 for this brand means 200, and 100 for this brand means 50.
This is a good hot take.
We recently worked with like a stylist, and she asked what size I am, and I went, for what brand?
Yep.
Because I don't fucking know. I'm one way in Target's jeans, in another Same. For like girly girl jeans that are nice. Yep. Like
shoes even too. Like I ordered some really good like
shoes are changing size?
No, I just mean like yeah. So I've been doing a lot of conventions lately and my feet have been hurting so bad because I've just been walking a ton. I'm like, I need one really good pair of shoes. And I went to Adidas and I got a really like fancy pair of walking shoes and it was like a 10.5 and it was the last one left of any size. I'm like, this was made for me. And it was like I was being constricted by a python. And I was like, why? Like why that small in a size that I often wear? Like 10.5, 11.
Sizes are so different for every store. Yeah.
Especially
every brand.
For jeans. That's what kills me is whenever wardrobe people or whatever, like, what's your size? It's like, in what?
Like, yep. In what
brand?
In what
because
cut?
I guess I'll just give you my measurements because I can't tell you. Sometimes, like, a large or like a large feels like a small in
no,
some places.
No, everything is so different and it's so hard. And
also,
I think
one size fits all.
Those stores
when?
Should be shut down.
When?
Those stores
when?
Should be shut down. Yeah.
They need
I
to
hate
be
those
shut
stores.
Down.
We're thinking of one specifically, and I think it should burn on fire.
Yes,
anyway.
We are. Yes,
that's
we are.
That's a true hot take.
No, seriously, though.
But, yeah, I think it's just madness out there.
I agree.
I used to work in retail at a store that specialized in jeans, and it was such a godsend when there would be some kind of new product out that was like the stretch denim, because nobody likes shopping for jeans. No one wants to give you their size. And I would just be like, here, this will change your life. And then they would walk out and be like, yep, I'll take this. Thank you for making this a 5-minute process and not an hour.
It's funny because I actually wrote a hot take, I think, about jeans. Jeans should be forever replaced with linen pants.
Oh.
And that's a pregnant woman if I've ever heard
I
it.
And I stand by that.
That is a pregnant
That's a
woman.
Pregnant woman who wants to live in Italy. And I stand by it because I get
that's
the jeans
why they thought you were
cool.
The substitute teacher. You were dressed in linen pants.
Just all linen. And it's open and it's like, come.
And they're like, no, she's actually a student.
Come for dinner. No, but like, jeans fucking suck.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're cool. But I don't know. Maybe it is because I'm really pregnant.
Is it a comfort thing? Is it a, like a flexibility of the fabric thing?
It's so hard to find the right jean that works really well.
I think once I find a brand that works, like there's only two brands I order from now because I can trust their sizing. Everything else, I'm like, not going to do it.
Yeah.
Just sizing is different all over, and I just think it's got to be like.
Yeah.
And also the shape of it is different. Like even something as small as like T-shirts where it's small, medium, large, like there's some brands where I'm like, oh, that fits my body shape really well.
Mm-hmm.
And others where I'm like, oh, that emphasizes all the wrong things. I hate it. I'm going to break every mirror.
No.
Yeah.
Then are we happy that low-rise jeans are back?
I'm happy for the people who are happy. I am not, but I won't yuck your yum.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Oh, yeah, like, hot take. Is yuck your yum a good phrase?
I won't yuck your yum.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Anyways, that I just came up with that one on the spot. That's
Ooh,
called
a homemade
improv.
One that just came out.
That was
out.
A homemade question. One.
Do we like yuck your yum?
It's a weird, it is a weird sentence, but I don't know what else we do. I'm not going to rain on your parade sounds like so old fashioned. So
I remember like, there was this fucking mean piece of poop in my middle elementary school. And every day I had a salami sandwich and she'd always go, that looks disgusting.
I'm glad you still said fucking, but leaped piece of shit
fucking
for yourself.
Piece of poop.
Of course you had a salami sandwich every day.
Like, let me eat my fucking salami, you fucking bitch. Go home.
Did you actually say that to her or you said it to yourself?
No, I can say it now because I cuss now. And so I didn't before.
Listen, you piece of poop.
Oh, my God.
Hot take salami sandwiches are good, especially if you cut a hard-boiled egg in half and on either side. Salami sandwich, Swiss cheese, hard-boiled egg on either side, lightly toasted bread. Best breakfast sandwich of your life.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, hot take, randomly. Movies should start at the time that's listed.
So a la no previews.
So a la no previews. So say you're trying to rush to the movie and it's supposed to start at like 8:15. With previews, normally then it starts at like 8:40.
You okay over there?
No, I'm falling. This is my bouncy
840.
Ball. 8:40. If I'm falling, it's because I'm on a bouncy ball. What do you guys think about that? That's a hot take from, is that? That's Selena.
So, Selena, you're not Selena's saying hot take. No trailers. You're just saying list when the film starts so I can account for trailers.
Yeah. So if you want to go early, then you watch the trailers?
I think
she said yes.
I think that makes sense. I don't believe in it enough that I'm like, that needs to happen. But it is frustrating sometimes where you're like, oh, the movie's 2 hours and it starts at 8. We can still make it to that thing. And then you have to be like, oh, wait, no, there's anywhere from 30 to 90 minutes of other stuff.
And I think I kind of like it. Because yeah. I like the trailers and them telling me it starts then. Because it's like when you lie to your friend who's always late.
Mm-hmm.
Like my best friend Jeremy, I always lie to him. Like I always give him a 10 minutes earlier thing. I'll
That's
say like,
funny.
We're meeting at 7:45 instead of 8.
Yep.
And he will show up at 8. And that does yep. that for me automatically because I get there and I go, I do have to pee.
Yeah.
And then I sit down and then I go to the bathroom and then I get a
That's
snack.
That's actually true.
But it's a personal preference.
I think I'm half and half on this because sometimes it is like, dude, Now this 3-hour movie, which we should stop making 3-hour movies, ends at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And you're like, I thought I would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that I don't like.
Speaking of 3-hour movies, hot take, stop getting rid of intermissions. All plays now are one act. But they're not. They're two acts. I saw a play last night. Got rid of the intermission, and I went, I know they got rid of this just so we could sit down longer. Like, I don't know why they just, all intermissions were just tossing them aside.
I agree
with
you.
And they're still just as long.
They're still just as long.
I agree with you, but I don't think society, like, can handle it. And I feel silly saying that, but like.
Can handle, wait, what?
An intermission during a movie. Like, the amount of BS that it takes from people to even, like, try to find their own seat when they have all the time in the world.
Yeah.
And there are people that still show up, like, 15 minutes late after the actual movie starts plus previews.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you try to funnel everyone out for 10 minutes, they're not going to come back. There's going to be a wait for the restroom. There's going to be a wait for the food and drinks. And then the next, like, 20 minutes of the actual movie starting is going to be people filing in with popcorn being like, I can't believe they actually started it yet. Like,
you're right.
Yeah.
I think intermissions for movies might be hard. But
they're hard.
For plays, for the theater,
it, for some reason, it's like, hot now to just, like, get rid of intermissions.
And is that right? Like,
intermission's so fun, though, when you're in the theater.
And you get to, like, look at the bios of the actors and see where they went to college.
I love the bios of the actors.
And then
the ads in the pamphlets.
Yeah.
They're like, ooh.
It's like, come see this old jazz singer.
On Sunday nights, this guy's singing jazz.
Sonny Bartholomew.
We should go. We should go.
I agree. And then you get to, like, talk to people that you come with, and you're just like, how's it going so far? And you're like, I'm really enjoying the effects. I thought that the old man being played by a kid was weird.
Yeah, I thought,
like,
that was so weird.
God, there's nothing better than Elphaba singing Defying Gravity and then going to piss. It leads you perfectly into a break.
I know.
That song knocked the piss right out of me. Thank God the bathroom was closed.
You go, hey, that Galinda, huh? And you get a glass of water or wine.
Yeah, you got to replenish
after
you piss.
I was going to say the wine.
Yeah.
Because when you have wine during one of these shows, you get a little sleepy. And then you go out and you're like, whoa, lights. Mm. Let me get a little bit more wine. And then it takes you into the next act.
Yeah.
And then you sleep.
God, I miss theater. I love theater.
I do think something like Alamo Drafthouse could have an intermission and manage it. Because those are people, like, if you go there, it's like, you better love movies. You better shut up.
Yeah.
And it's, like, small enough that I think they could do the flickering lights and being like, Mad Max Fury Road will be starting again in 2 minutes, you know.
I love Mad Max.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It was good.
Yeah. It was very, very good. Wow.
Do I have any other?
Pot bellies are hot now. That's my hot take.
What's that?
I would agree.
What is that?
Pot bellies?
What's that?
It's like when someone's
belly
just popped. Goes.
Oh, a pop belly.
What did you think I said?
A pot belly?
Oh, that's just a restaurant in airports.
Isn't it pot belly? It is pot belly.
I thought it was pop.
Oh, like you smoke pot.
Oh, no. Have I been saying this wrong the whole time?
It is pot.
I just had like a little bit of a stroke.
That's okay. I smell blueberries and pennies. It's fine.
This is bad. This is like when I was a kid and I said bathing suit.
Oh, no.
And it's actually bathing suit.
When I was a kid, I did not know.
Sorry, hold. What'd you call it?
Bathing suit.
Babing?
And pigtails.
Like a baby? No one.
Bathing.
Is it because your mouth couldn't say it? Because you were a kid?
So.
Oh, okay. I thought it was because you thought it was called bathing suit.
I thought it was called bathing suit.
That's wild.
Sorry, what were you saying, Damien?
Oh, I was just saying, I thought a birthday suit when I was a kid was like an actual article of clothing. So when someone was like, something birthday suit, I was like, oh yeah, I don't even have one, I don't think.
Oh,
and they were like,
God.
You don't? I'm like, no. And I'm like thinking through my closet. I'm like, I don't have like a suit for my birthday.
I always thought it was background. I never knew it was background.
That
See,
one
there
makes
we go.
Sense. You don't really say the G. It's,
I know.
It's not like background.
I remember going, it's background?
It's background.
Instead of the background.
Yeah.
Right, like back around.
Yeah.
But it's background. Well, here's what's worse. I thought a sound bath was an actual bath.
It can be if it's raining.
Last year, I showed up in my bathing suit.
No, wait, no.
Your bathing suit?
This is not a joke. This is not a prank. I've never been in a sound bath in my life.
Uh-huh.
And it was at like my Muay Thai studio, and they're like, oh, we're getting a sound bath person. I was like, sick? Where? I thought they were going to like bring in a whole tub. I'm not kidding. Bathing suit on, ready to go. I show up and people are in yoga clothes.
At a Muay Thai studio?
Muay Thai studio, yeah. So they have like this special like, ooh, we're partnering up with a sound bath person.
But you were going to go to a martial arts studio with a single bath and be fine and just be like, my turn in the bath.
Yes.
Ew.
Yeah,
they do ice baths all the time.
Yeah, ew. Your towel and your Havana.
Literally, I told Garde, and even Garde was like, have a great time. I was like, yeah.
Just making people soup with 20 other Muay Thai students.
It's a sound
I'm doing
bath.
A sound bath. I can't wait. We're going to listen to a band while I'm sitting in the bath. At my gym? I thought, what are you talking about?
I thought we were like,
you thought they were going to bring in a big bath?
Yes. I thought we were laying in there, and they were going to be like, like.
And they go, here's Wonderwall. And you're like.
And I'm like, wow, this bath is kicking. But no, you sit there and they just do bowls and you lay down.
I would pay, I think, up to $1,000 to watch you walk in and go, we're not getting in a bath.
Oh, trust me. I was like, all right, this is so funny.
What did you do?
I was like, this is so awesome.
So you're just in your bathing suit, just laying on the ground?
I was like, I'm going somewhere.
You're sitting crisscross applesauce in your board shorts being like,
we have dinner reservations after this. I'm sorry.
I don't think I admitted it.
I really love that. But it makes sense, like a sound bath versus a bath of sounds, right? Like, I get it. I get it.
No, it doesn't make sense. It's bad. I just didn't, I wasn't woo-woo enough.
God, that's so funny,
I also
Amanda.
Think every time I have to go somewhere that requires a bathing suit, I, like, bring the bathing suit. Like, I wear normal driving around clothes.
No. Oh,
you're one of
those. That's actually smart. Yeah.
One of those. Oh, so what does that mean?
Yeah, you're one of those.
I don't know. There's different types of people, right? There's, like, there's a
they
lot of people
show up to a pool party. They're like, can I change and put my suit on?
And I will go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Versus like a lot of, I would say like, I don't want to gender
nothing
it.
Nothing wrong with it,
no, nothing wrong with it. A
hey,
lot of, like,
no, I'm just one of those. It's fine.
I do think in women's fashion, they are like drilling us to make it like a
the outfit
a full
matches
look.
Sure. The
but you might
look.
Have like a sarong or something.
Exactly.
Like put
it's
over
like
it,
a here's whereas... my thing on top of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
If I just have like knee length board shorts or whatever, like I don't know what the
you're not wearing those as pants.
I'm not wearing those as pants. And like it's not good to drive. You'll try to sit down and hit the gas and your pants will fly clean off. Like it just doesn't work.
Yeah. I'd say there's three types of people. There's the person that wears it as the look.
Yeah.
There's the person that brings it in the bag. And then there's the third, which is the person who has a completely different outfit on.
Yep.
Takes off the romper and then suddenly the bikini's there. They wore it as underwear.
So the sarong is different because it is also meant for pool life, whereas the romper is just like, what are you doing?
Your outfit is the bathing suit.
Okay.
Or the bathing suit is the underwear underneath a different style of outfit that's not like the outfit. Or you put.
Yeah, because they sell like a lot of dresses that are meant for over a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Because, like, of course, we need more shit like that, right?
Yeah.
We need more fucking shit to be like, oh, no, this you can't wear to a party. You have to actually, it's, like, meant for, like, going to the pool, but not the pool.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Feminine, you have to wear the right shoes.
Feminine jeans don't have pockets so they can sell you a purse. It's that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate pants without pockets.
Yeah, so you have to buy a purse.
Wow.
Please feel free to text me notes throughout my interim hosting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shane was like, if you ever, you know, want to, like, message us anytime. And I was like, yeah, whatever world
I'm
in.
Maybe I'll call you and be like, am I doing okay? Or I can get you in my ear.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if I'm in your ear the whole time?
And you go,
while
ask
you're...
what that is. And I go, what is that?
And Shane's like, hey, why do you have that massive thing in your ear connected to, like, a box down in your pocket?
No reason. It's like one of those things where someone in a sitcom needs help with a date, except it's now Smosh Mouth.
That's so true. Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Guys, don't worry. I will be there to support you from afar.
Thank you.
Shane will also take care of you. I cannot believe I'm leaving. I feel very bitter. It's very bittersweet for me. I feel very sad about it. But I also feel like it's okay. You guys?
You're going to come back with
won't
so...
Won't forget me, right?
Yes. No, you're going to come back with so many stories, like bathing suit.
Yeah, like
you're
going to
be like,
suit.
Wait till you hear about this.
Like
I
baby
can't
had a blowout.
Yeah, there you go.
And not a party. Like a blowout.
Like a Brazilian blowout.
Where the poop reaches $500. The back of their head.
Oh, like they Tony Hawked it.
Yeah.
Got
there
it.
You go.
So Guys, I'm so excited because Damien and Angela are going to, you know, be your little guest hosts. They are going to take over. They are going to shake it up. And then I would be back. And
we're just keeping the seat warm for you.
Yeah, you're warming my seat.
Warming your seat.
Thanks
your
so seat. Much.
Thank you for trusting
me. And you guys
me.
Can use the bouncy ball while I'm gone.
She says bouncing.
I was bouncing on this ball and Shane was like, that looks really fun. I was like,
it does look
it.
Amazing.
So
final hot take for me, we need the ones with the handles from when we were kids. The like bouncy ball
oh
with the handles.
Oh my God.
That's how we need to get around the office.
Where you would have like races.
Yeah. And that felt more responsible, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because you know where you're like kind of going.
Yeah. It's like you're not going to hop on a horse without like a bridle. Like
hot take. A bouncy ball with handles feels more responsible.
Love you guys. Hot take. You can end a video whenever you want.
Yeah,
I started
can.
To do it during Smosh Games. Bye.
You, oh, that's another thing about Smosh Mouth is you literally can end it whenever you want. We're going to do it right here and we're going to say bye.
Bye. I pitch that we don't end videos anymore. One of us just gets up and leaves and then...
Oh, that's good too.
Wait, that's good.
Yeah. Perfect.
Good idea. You hit my ball.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.